I'm Joe Palca reporting. A series of explosions hit a military academy in Afghanistan's capital of Kabul. At least 11 are dead and 16 wounded. Sunday, Afghanistan held a national day of mourning, the day after insurgents used an explosives-laden ambulance to carry out a suicide attack, killing 103 and leaving 235 wounded. We asked Indiana University Central Asia scholar Nazif Shahrani if Pakistan is complicit in these attacks.
Absolutely. There is no doubt about anybody's mind in Afghanistan that these are done by the order of Pakistan. Pakistanis make a point to Trump, don't push us too much and we can cause more harm.
President Trump lashed out at Pakistan in early January, denouncing Islamabad's lies and deceit in the fight against terrorism. The 30th African Union summit is underway in Addis Ababa. Among those in attendance, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
I stand here on behalf of the United Nations system and reaffirm our strong commitment to the member states and the people of Africa. I strongly believe Africa is one of the greatest forces for good in our world.
55 heads of state are attending. The UN Security Council is visiting Washington on Monday for a working lunch with President Trump and to conduct a visit to examine alleged Iranian missile parts. Council members will have the opportunity to view the large pieces of short-range missile debris that Ambassador Nikki Haley unveiled at a news conference in December at a military base in Washington. At the time, Ambassador Haley said the military equipment was undeniable evidence that Iran was illegally arming Houthi rebels in Yemen. This is VOA News. American actor and UN social envoy Angelina Jolie has called on world leaders to find a solution